Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Hotep family. How's everyone doing this evening? I hope fair to Midland. You got your Omiika 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'm calling in today directly from my studio. I've been out and about, ladies and gentlemen. I was out of town for the past 2 days. However, your loving Omi is back with you today. And I'd like to greet all of my old friends in the native tongue of Habarigani. And to those new friends, I say, what's up? Come on in and sit down and stay a while. Our topic today is Grandma's Hands, women who work with their hands. And I would suppose all of us could fit that bill. And we can all be considered as women that do excellent work with our hands. We're going to be talking about those beauticians as well as those masseuse and massage therapists. We're going to be talking about two featured women that we're going to feature. They won't be with us, but we're featuring their salon today on the Terry Salon, simply specializing in health and hair care, divine design. Then we're also going to be talking about hair and nails, and we're going to be featuring Sharon Thompson right here in our hometown, right here in the midst of northern Indiana. You can find their salons right here in Gary, Indiana. We're going to be featuring those two women because we chose them as our featured salons to talk about. What this organization does is we find entrepreneurs and we give them a chance to be featured on our show. Now, we're waiting to hear back from Dr. Paul Hanna, secretary, has contacted me and has agreed to be on our show. He is a psychologist that works with naturopathic medicine, and we have been working diligently to get him on for this Friday, and we hope that that will solidify. However, today we wanted to feature those people out in the area of northern Indiana only, because we need to give props to our neighbors here in Indiana. So we are featuring those beauty salons, and we're going to be talking about computer love. That's right. We're going to be talking a little bit about technology and computer, and here to specialize in that area, a fill-in for Mr. Computer Love. William Garp had someone to fill in for him. He is now working in a capacity as a tech, and with his hectic schedule, he had to bring in another gentleman by the name of Terrell Garf, better known as Tag. And we're going to get him on the line in a minute, and he's going to talk some tech talk for us. And let me see if I can pull him up. In the meantime, stay tuned for station identification, and we'll be right back with you in the atmosphere. And the next voice you'll hear is going to be that of your loving Omi, and we'll bring you right in to speak to the technician of the house filling in for Computer Love. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to call him Father.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. Sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, "How's my child?" I say, "I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man, Father. Think I'll color him love."
Welcome back, family. And I'd like to do our allegiance to our flag. And we have to remember to fit that in there periodically. Now here's to this flag of mine. The red, black, and green, hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here is to the whole of it. Great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destinies depend on it. The red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine, here's to the green of it. Young man shall dream of it. Phase shot and shelled of it. Maiden shall sing of it. Waving so high, here's to the whole of it. Colors broad and pole of it. Pleased is my soul with it, irregardless of what has been told of it. Now thanks to God for just giving it this great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome our co-host to the show, and his name is Terrell, better known as Tag. He will be filling in for Computer Love, and I'm going to bring him right on the air. Are you out there, Tag? Let me see if I can get him in here. Hello, Tag.
Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks for joining us this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Tag will be filling in for our Computer Love, better known as William Garth, who is the technician and the geek of the group. However, Tag has knowledge of technology. He's going to be talking to you just an overview of what men can do with their hands in the area of technology before we get into our subject for women. So I'm going to bring Tag right on. Tag, you're in the atmosphere, and if you will explain to the people what technicians do, what their work consists of, and how men can get involved with this work and dealing with computers all the way from the software to the hardware. And you have the atmosphere, Tag.
Well, it's very complex to be a computer technician. Everybody, John Doe can't be a technician because you have to have the will and drive and know your computer knowledge. And a lot of people these days and age are not computer savvy because the whole technology has changed over the area. And the thing is, you have to be able to take time and work hard at what you do for working your hands. Me, I mostly do the software, not so much as hardware, because it becomes very complicated when you're messing and taking apart computers and removing chips. But it's a great field if you have the patience and the knack to be in the computer tech field to make good money. You can also work for yourself. It can be stressful at times, but if you're good at the craft, you always find work and you always have income coming in. So you can almost demand your own salary once you get the certification. And then
now, what kind of certifications are there available, Tag? And could you speak directly into the microphone? We can barely hear you. What type of computer certificates are available for those young people out there?
Well, there are many certificates, such as Cisco, C++, CAD/CAM. There's millions. I mean, I can go on and on and on how many certifications you get. CIS, training, all kinds of training. The best thing to do is, you know, try to go in your field in which you really want to get your interest in, because a lot of the CIS you might not, like, get into if you're not really good with math.
What is your area of background, Tag? Are you involved in the design aspect, CAD/CAM, or computer design? Can you tell us a little bit about your area of specialty?
Well, I started off getting with computer graphics design technology. I was basically going to go to school to design video games, web pages, and work for big software companies developing, doing computer graphics and all the graphics that you see in these latest movies that are out. But, you know, down the line, I said I want to go towards the business aspect because there's no guarantee we get in the job force that you're going to be the best of the best and be able to make start off making $60,000 or $70,000 off that.
So is there money to be made in the area of computer technology?
It's always money to be made in the computer field. That's just the answer of where you want to do with it.
Now, how does a young man who is interested in Xboxes and has an understanding of wiring go into this kind of business, and what type of work could he do as a freelancer?
Well, Xbox is not no money in that. That's Microsoft. They do that. You have to go into a computer field and try to either get certifications or go to college for it.
Now, if someone wanted their Xboxes mounted, what does mounted mean, and how would one get involved in that?
I can't even get into and discussing that.
Okay, so you're not familiar with mounting. Now, I understand Computer Love has been very, very marketable here in the state of Indiana. He's done from mounting computers to working with the software and the hardware. What would you say that his specialty area is? Is it being a geek, an overall troubleshooter, or what?
Who? Who are you talking about? Who are you referring to?
Mr. Computer Love, who you're filling in for.
I guess he's an all-around technician. He's been doing it for years, so.
How did he get his skill? How did he get his training?
He got his training because that's what he was interested in. You have to have a passion for it. You can't do something that you really, you know, you're not really interested in doing.
Do you feel that this is a stressful profession?
Yes, if you don't have the heart for it. You have to love what you do. If you don't love working with something, then you're not going to make any money with it, because when you do get that top executive dollar or you do work for yourself, you're not going to give it your all. You're going to eventually stop doing it and start doing something that you really love to do.
Now, we've been talking about working with your hands. Our topic today is women working with their hands, but we're doing an overview on the men working with their hands since we have Mr. Tag on the line today. Now, what are some of the skills that you could tell the listening audience about that you should have if you should have those types of hands where you could work in technology? Should you be one that be a welder? Should you have skills where you someone once told you that you're good with putting things together, taking things apart? What are some of the aptitudes you need to have in order to go into the field of computers, graphic, or into the hardware of computer science?
You have to be able to be teachable. You have to have the skills already. I mean, if you don't have any patience, then being a computer technician or anything in computer is not for you, because the first problem you get to solve, the first thing you try to do might not work the first time. It takes hours and hours of trial and error, hours of reading, practice, learning different programs, and getting to learn it yourself, and reading millions, millions of books on how programs work and different coding. It's very difficult to get into if you're not into technology and computer work and how a whole network is running on from a day-to-day basis.
What kind of aptitude should one have? A desire for science or for math?
Both of it. It's more leaning probably to science and more to math and a little bit of science, because you're problem solving. Basically, I mean, it's a broad view. You got to stick to one specific subject, because you're getting into CIS and you have to stay broad. Computers is if somebody just threw the word computers out, you can say computer anything, computer technology, computer work, computer software. It's a big subject.
And it is a big, they call computer science an art. So those of you who are interested in technology, men out there, we're talking to you today on the show called Care to Read. We have Tag filling in for Computer Love. Computer Love is one of our local entrepreneurs here in this northern area who works with repair of troubleshooting computers for various different clients. He has been doing that now for, I say, over 5 years, and has worked his way into the capacity of being a seasonal geek squad, as well as being a part of working in other technology areas and troubleshooting. And we wanted to feature him today, but because he was not able to come, he asked Tag to fill in for him, a person who was his protege, who gave him his first foundation. So, Tag, what would you say you gave Computer Love as his first foundation, and what were some of the things you taught him when he first started working in this line of work?
Well, when I started working with computers, we almost started off playing with the video games and learning educational programs, and then started working on different programs on installing software. That's basically how I learned all the odds and ends. I read and on the instructions on how to install different programs, and that's how I got into the field. And then I got into the arts. I was already a decent drawer at a very early age, and that's why I decided that's what I wanted to do, because I was a gamer, really into the games at the time, and decided that I liked doing banners, web pages, and all kinds of layouts, and I thought that would be
now, Tag, would you say that you are the real expert and Computer Log was basically a chip off the old block?
Well, no. I mean, we went two different routes. I was into the more of the software and the computer development. He at a young age, he liked to take things apart and put them back together. So he was already gearing himself for to be an engineer, whether it was cars or with computers. And just so happened, computers is a multi-billion-dollar industry, just like cars and any other engineering job.
Now, engineering, ladies, you also included out there. This is not just for men. There are other avenues called scheduler planners for engineers. And women, we want you to be efficient in learning about STEMS program, the Math, Science, and Technology, because we certainly want you to get involved in computers as well and become computer techs and engineers. We are not excluding the women. Our show here has been featured for what women do with their hands. We've been talking to Tag on the phone, and we've talked to him about the overview of what men do with their hands. And as you know, I wasn't here yesterday, so we're giving it an overview today. And Friday, we're going to follow up more with what men do with their hands. We just wanted Tag to come in here and to represent computer love, since he is so well-loved here in the northern Indiana area and always sought out for troubleshooting and working in a geek squad when he's available seasonal. Now, Computer Love is working on his final year in college to complete his credentials, so he not only will have Cisco representation endorsement, but he will have the degree to go with it. So we thought to give him a feature spot on this show today to give him more visibility in what it is he does best. Now, sometimes people don't realize this, but we come here knowing what it is we want to do. And Computer Love is always new. He had love for computers, so he gained the nickname, a.k.a. Computer Love, better known as William Garth. And we'd like to highlight him today. This is not his only time being highlighted. We've highlighted William Garth in other featured areas. I'd like to also know, let you know he served you the coffee at one time over at Starbucks. And he was featured all over the Renaissance billboard for being the youngest supervisor in charge at Starbucks several years ago. His name was in lights then, and there's no question as to whether or not he can still hold the title as the champ. And we feature his name today as Computer Love and as his protege tells us a little bit about what William had to learn, a.k.a. Computer Love, in order to be the number one geek sought after by troubleshooters in the neighborhood. Now, as he tells you a little bit more about what it is that men do with their hands, I want you to know that grandmas has always told us that your grandma's hands will be watching you and guiding you. So this feature segment is on grandma's hands. Now, the later part of our show will be featuring on what women do with their hands. And boy, can I do you justice of telling you what us women do with our hands. Now, I'm going to turn the show back over to Tag so we can tie up the loose ends here talking about new technology in the field of computer science, what is available for those youngsters out there who would like to get into junior achievement and get involved in technology. And we're going to turn the show back over to Tag and ask Tag, Tag, when you were in college gaining your computer graphic design, what would you say that a young person needed to understand about technology? Did they need to understand keyboard techniques? Do they need to be an artist before they start in graphic design? Tell us a little bit about graphic design and CAD/CAM. You have the atmosphere, Tag.
Was the question again? I beg your pardon?
Okay, I would like to know, when you were in computer graphic while you were in college, ladies and gentlemen, initially, Tag was in computer graphics for 2 years, learning design and artwork. Now, would you say that featured or potential students would have a background in artistry before they could pursue computer graphic design? What would be the prerequisites for those students?
Well, first, I want to say you have to have some skills in it to begin with. Not no regular person can just hop up and say, I want to be a computer graphic designer. Because when they build their portfolio, it might not even look up the part. You have to have some artistic skills to even begin with before you even jump in that field. Or because if you do, even if you learn and try to keep up the pace and try to do all, you know, catch up, you everybody else's work would blow yours out the water, and you would, you know, you couldn't even be able to keep up.
Okay.
And it's not for everybody. It's very challenging. It's a very challenging degree and very challenging challenging art to be able to do computer graphics and design and be creative and to get, you know, the programs that you want to work with. I mean, nowadays people think it's just like the Internet. They can design anything with these self-made, ready Internet pages, but it's more to that. Creating, I learned in a couple classes in my freshman year, I learned how to create Internet pages from scratch through HTML and coding. Now, if you told a person that, hey, MySpace is down, you're going to have to update your page to HTML, they'll lose their mind. They wouldn't even go on the internet anymore. So that's why I think it's easier just to point and click. No, you have to know computer knowledge. You have to know exactly what you're doing.
Now, what is the language? Tell me some of the COBOL languages that are out there that you need to know, because it has its own language. Name some of the languages.
Too many. We wouldn't even have enough time to go.
If you could just name a few for the listening audience. I know COBOL. I've heard of that, and I work with that a little bit. What are some of the other names?
The funny thing is I've implanted a lot of those skills in myself, that the point is either I just have to learn and do it. So if you don't read and stay up on it, you can lose those skills, or everything has to be updated. I couldn't even dare to even go into a lot of language of it because I could be wrong. Because mostly I geared my degree towards the business aspect, and I do work with Photoshop now and then to help instruct people with different flyers and different artwork that they need. And I basically do that off of instinct rather more than teaching it. I mean, have you ever heard a person who's a great mechanic and they can fix just about anything, but towards it becomes a teaching it to somebody that really couldn't do it because basically with all they learned it either on their own and through instructors. So, you know, that's how almost the computer field is. Like,
I like to say that one of the things we want our listening audience to understand that is not far-fetched for you to dream of being a computer technician. And we certainly want those young people to pursue those high-tech fields and try and get a foundation for it, meaning to take your basic science classes and your math classes to lay the foundation for you. Now, this whole feature show is also talking about grandma's hands for women who work with their hands. Now, we're talking about the two feature beauty salons, and I indicated Terry Salon simply specializes in healthy hair. Now, we wanted to feature that lady and also another lady. Her name is Irene Boone Phillips, and her father owns a business, and we wanted to feature their organization as well. And Irene works in a capacity with her father in marketing, and she's a specialist in projects. So we're featuring their company as well. As we talk about Sharon Thompson and talk about the beauty salons, we're mentioning their names because we want you to go out and patronize them. Women, we know that all of us women work with our hands, and we have been given gifts beyond measure, and we've been given favor. Some of us are masseuses. Some of us are therapists. I used to do something called CPT to the patients in the hospital, and I was better known as the heavyweight with CPT because they said my hands were like men hands, and I was always pounding on the vertebrae and the lungs to get the fluid and the mucus out. So I, too, had a career working with patients and doing therapy with my hands. Now, for those masseuses out there who use various different essential oils and use aromatherapy, I want to give you some accolades today, too. Grandma's hands are all over the place. Now, last feature show should have been on the men who work with the hand. That's why I had Tag come in here and tie up those loose ends for those men so they won't think we're leaving them out. Now, we know the bulk of the jobs out there now are for women. Unfortunately, we have always tried to carve a place for women in the profession of men jobs. So we did that to tie up the loose end. We want to thank Tag for being with us and for being here to tell us about technology. And most of all, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give the props to Computer Love William, a.k.a. William Garth, Computer Love. Thank you so much for inviting your guests to fill in for you, Tag. We want you to know, Tag, that Computer Love is well loved in this community, and we will give the props to both of you today and acknowledging you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to step over to my talking cure room, and I want to pour libation because we cannot leave the show without doing libation for our ancestors. I like to pour libation for my mother spirit, and I say Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my father spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother and say, Mother, be guided home. I light a candle for my father, and I say, Father, find your way home. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. Father, we greet you in the name of the native tongue, Habarigani Alafia. Greetings. Father God, we lift our hands to you. O Batala Shango Alegba, we ask that you will increase our borders. We ask that you will anoint our hands. So as we use grandma's hands to do work in the community for those women out there and for those men, we ask that you will give us gifts and give us favor, that everything we touch will have the Midas touch. Bless Computer Love's hand. Bless Tag's hand as they go to do the work of troubleshooting in the community, as they are built up and featured in walks of life. Father God, guide those young men as they do their technology and give them favor beyond favor. Increase their borders, Father, and open their eyes so that their third eye is open, that they will always be guided by Spirit, and you will give the increase. Lord, we thank you today for the opportunity to bring our favorite people in and to feature them as to what work they do. Women, if you are a massage therapist, do the best work that you can. Find subjects that you can minister to. As you begin to do the massage and the therapy, aromatherapy, remember that healing is in order, and that everyone that you set to do work for, you become the healer. Send your energy beforehand and your frequencies, let the vibrations rise so that you can always find work. It is inevitable that every man need to find work to sweat to his brows. Now, Lord, let there be work in the house of every man and woman that wants to pursue work, and allow them to use the spirit of grandma. We call the spirit of grandma here today, that grandma's hands will be utilized in the family, in the community, in the courtyard, not only just in the churches, but we will employ those women who are gifted to send their frequencies and their energies out to heal. Now, these ladies that I've mentioned to you that do hair and nails in their studio, Sharon Thompson, as I mentioned earlier, and I also mentioned Irene Boone Phillips, who is also a consultant for her father's company as she works with Specialized in Projects. We also mentioned the name of the shop as well, Simply Specialized in Healthcare Products. Go out and patronize these grandma's hands. Work with these women. Find time to find their shops. Terry's Salon, right, the Simply Beautiful Salon. Find time to go and patronize them. We want to encourage those entrepreneurs to keep right on pursuing their trade and their gift. As I told you, you cannot do these things unless you have a love for them. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a love for your profession, find one that you can be passionate about. I am very passionate about people and speaking to people. That's why I take the time out to come on this show as frequently as I can. My passion is people, as well as healing people. I hope my voice has brought somebody into subjection, and I've sent some frequencies out to raise the dead level of these people who need to be risen. Now, you know we believe in reincarnation in here. We've called the ancestors, so we don't believe in dead spirits. So we want those hands of the mothers out there to be healed. Place your hands on the terminal. Put your hands out in front of you as I pray and ask God to anoint your hands and to bathe your hands in the gifts of love, that everything you do will have the Midas touch. If you're a therapist, if you are CPT therapist, if you are physical therapist, occupational therapist, if you are working in the certified area of a beautician, if you are a nail technician, touch a terminal. Let the frequency rise now that everyone that believes their hands are anointed to do God's work will truly be anointed. And at this sound of my voice, let those hands be anointed and let them go out and find prospects that they can gift with their loving hands. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. Grandma's hands used to say, don't go over there. There may be snakes in that grass. Grandma's hands have always been precious to us family members. And as you can remember your grandma's issuing out a warning, I issue a warning to every one of you today. Those of you who have been gifted and called to do a work with your hands, if you are not obedient to God, lest you should lose that gift. Be not stupid and foolish to spiritual things if you have been gifted and called to do a special deed of the masseuse area, massage area, clinical technician, or engineer. Use your hands wisely, but know that it is God that has given you the ability to have healing in your hands. Healing in your hands, ladies and gentlemen. Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around in his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We each one can lead one. As we follow after Christ, we can reach one. Now will you go out in labor? Tell me, how will you hold high your light? One by one, then two by two, until you've reached the world for Jesus Christ. But each one can reach one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do nothing else today, go out and reach one today, because each one can teach one, and each one can reach one. I say Odabo to you, Habari Ghani to you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. It's Thursday. Please do join us as we come back with another feature show, and as we are reminded that we are not our own. This is a family affair, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, with blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow, and nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, it really, truly is a family affair. And thank you so much for listening in to our show today as we feature Grandma's Hands, women who work with their hands, as well as men. And we're going to have Tag say a few last words before we leave the studio. Tag, are you still out there?
Yes, it's TG, it's not Tag, but yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to give you the last word on the topic of men that works with their hands. Can you sum it up for us, Tag? Can you sum it up for us?
No, I have a lot of business stuff I got to get done. Got some stuff to do. Thank you, and good night. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you're so welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tag, better known as Tag, who trained the computer love, William Garth. And William Garth has brought him on to fill in for him. And we want to thank Tag for filling in for William Garth today. And ladies, don't forget, we work with our hands, not with our mouths. And we use God to heal other people. And well, God, we use our hands to heal other people, and God uses our hands. And this has been a feature show, Grandma's Hands, for women as well as for men. And we want you to stay tuned because we have other feature programs coming on for you and working with our hands. Men, continue to work with your hands and continue to train other people to do the trades that you do and pass your skills on, just as Tag has done to pass on his skills to computer love. We want to thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and do tune in and follow us tomorrow. And also follow us on Twitter, and we do enjoy those comments. So please continue to follow us. We'll see you tomorrow. And we'd like to say, Odabo, and I am my mother, too, and we will see you tomorrow. Good evening.
Your father, and I am your father too.